Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today over the phone we are joined by Brett Kobernick from the Utah Avalanche Center. We're going to be talking about this weekend's Avalanche forecast out along the Manti skyline. Brett, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate you guys helping us spread the word about avalanche conditions.
And you know, the thing is, we've talked about it before, it has been the strangest winter this year, just extended periods of warmth and minimal snowstorms coming in. And you and I were talking a bit beforehand, it feels like the season, shockingly, already coming to an end.
Yeah, that's really what it feels like up there. You know, the low elevations and the mid elevations have very little snow. The warm temperatures, numerous periods of warm temperatures this year and just recently have really taken a hit on the snow that is up there. And creek bottoms are open, and it really feels like mid to late April to me up there right now.
Now, one of the things that we did talk about, though, is that there is at least one more snowstorm coming our way, but after that, things are looking a little hazy in terms of snow falling down up along the mountains.
Yes, that's right. This snowstorm that we're just seeing here at the tail end of the week, it is delivering a little bit of snow. It's not a big storm whatsoever. It is bringing a little bit of snow, but then it looks like I'm not seeing any significant storms over the next couple of weeks. That's about the extent of our model runs that we pay attention to. And, of course, things are subject to change as conditions do change. Those models, they don't always predict things 100% correctly, especially at the two-week time period. But it looks fairly dry to me, and I'm not really anticipating much more snow after this storm.
Now, despite all of this, the warm weather, the lack of snow that we are seeing, things do still kind of remain at a considerable danger level up along the skyline. What's kind of leading to this danger rating?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, first off, this snowstorm that we're getting right now, it's really not influencing the avalanche conditions a whole lot. It's not adding a whole ton of weight, and we just we're not going to get that much snow out of it. So that is a factor that's not really affecting things. What's affecting things is this loose, sugary snow that formed during the really long dry spell in January, and that snow remains weak underneath the snow that we received in February. So about a foot and a half down from the snow surface, and this is in the higher elevations mostly at this point, but about a foot and a half below the snow surface, there's loose, sugary snow, and that's still prone to collapsing. And if someone gets up on a steep enough slope in those higher elevations and the northerly facing terrain, you can still penetrate through February snow into that weak sugary snow and trigger a slab avalanche. So it's really the early season stuff is still what's causing these conditions to still be elevated, these dangerous conditions to exist still.
Now, in terms of actual recreation, we know people like to go out up in the high country. They like to go skiing. They like to go snowmobiling. What would you say conditions are like for those?
You know, unfortunately, the conditions are getting, to be frank, it's pretty poor conditions up there right now. We only are seeing really, the accessibility is the big problem up there. The mid elevations, like I was saying, have very little snow, and the creeks are all open, so it's very difficult to travel through a lot of the canyons that we're normally traveling through at this time of the season. At this time of the season, generally we have it's the deepest snowpack that we usually have in March, and we can basically travel anywhere. That's not the case right now, so you're really limited to going to the highest elevations to do any recreating up there right now. It's really kind of a dismal scene up there right now.
Now, in your time working with the Utah Avalanche Center, have you ever seen a winter like this, or is this just a first-time anomaly that you're experiencing up there along the skyline?
Yeah, this is a real anomaly. I have not seen anything like this in the 10 years that I've been on the Manti skyline. 20-some-odd years with the Utah Avalanche Center, I've never seen something like this across the state. And, it's just been a really, like you say, an anomalous winter.
Now, when the weather is like this up along the skyline and working for the Avalanche Center, what does your day-to-day look like? I'm very curious about that. When you're experiencing conditions like we have this winter, what does the day-to-day operations look like for you?
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Things are fairly similar for me. It's just not as enjoyable to travel through the terrain. I travel much more cautiously, obviously, because of the low amounts of snow in those, especially in those mid elevations. And southerly facing slopes also, you know, from all the sun, that stuff is melted off as well. So my travel options are very limited. So my field days are not as long as they usually are. I don't see quite as much terrain as I usually do. But overall, I'm still doing the same thing to keep an eye on the conditions up there. I go out 3 to 5 days a week to assess those conditions. And that happens whether the snow is good or bad. So I'm up there regardless. So basically, my day to day operations is basically the same. It's just not as enjoyable, and I don't cover quite as much terrain.
Now, of course, I'm sure as you're going out and about, you have all your avalanche safety equipment with you, and of course, that ever important beacon, the shovel, all of that's probably with you as you travel along.
100%, yes. And most of the time I do travel with partners up there in the mountains. We do travel solo occasionally, but we have systems in place for that type of situation. But yes, everyone who goes into avalanche terrain, which is any slope steeper than 30 degrees, then you are considered to be in avalanche terrain. And you should be carrying an avalanche beacon, shovel, and probe at the bare minimum.
Yeah, it's always important to know how to use those tools as well. We saw it earlier in the season. And, you know, it's just something that always in the back of your mind, you should be knowing how to use this equipment properly, not just having it. That's the first step, but knowing how to properly use it as well.
100%. If you don't know how to use that gear and an emergency happens, you're not going to be able to effectively rescue your partner. So regular practice, first learning how to use the stuff, and then regular practice is really the key to being successful in a rescue situation.
Now, Brett, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners off with?
No, like I say, this storm that's just moving through, it's not going to affect the avalanche conditions a whole lot, but we still have dangerous conditions. We are rating the danger in the upper elevations at considerable. That's an elevated danger. Human-triggered avalanches are likely up in those higher elevation, northerly-facing slopes. So be aware of that if you're going to go out there this weekend.
Well, Brad, always a pleasure to catch up with you. Thanks, as always, for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you as much. Always great to chat with you guys and get folks some information before they head up into the mountains.
Again, our guest Brett Kopernik from the Utah Avalanche Center talking about this week's avalanche forecast. To stay up to date with conditions up along the skyline or any of Utah's other mountain ranges, visit utahavalanchecenter.org. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.